Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
So you were conceived on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. In my dad's childhood bed at my grandma's house. With both my parents. I don't know how high they were on cocaine, but they were on coke.
Wow.
And then
my
dad has the audacity to tell me that that's why I'm a comedian.
That's fucking weird.
This feels so...
It feels weird. Why does it feel weird? Probably because we're in a new studio, dude.
This feels odd.
It does. The acoustics are different. The last place we were recording at might have been a trap lord's house where there might have just been a lot of drug dealing. We don't really know. And now we're in like a very coiffed neighborhood. I don't even know what coiffed means, but
I don't think coiffed to use that word right.
No?
No. Coiffed is like hair, I think. Coiffed is like your hair. You use like a blow dryer to coiff your hair. Fucking, up.
There's bushes outside on the street. That's a coiffed ass area.
Yo, that's nice if you have boxwood trees, little boxwood bushes. Yeah, and those bitches are coiffed. You ever seen those bushes that those dudes literally just make sculptures out of?
Bonsai trees?
I mean, sure, dude. No, but you know those big ass like green bushes that all rich people have outside of their things, and shaped into a knight.
Right?
Who the fuck does that?
Yeah,
motherfucker went to like Rhode Island School of Design,
right?
Because he thought he was going to be Picasso, and now he's just doing knights out front of like Mr. Burns' house.
Yeah, just buy a statue. If you're rich, why you gotta statues don't grow, all right? Plants. Them bitches be growing.
The statues, statues do grow if they're gargoyles.
Do they?
Do you ever fuck with that cartoon? I used to love it. I don't know why.
It was kind of weird.
It was. I mean, yeah, dude. Fucking, it's going from a statue, just a cement statue, and it just becomes a gargoyle.
Yeah, how do you pitch that? All right, so you see that statue's out front of the Warner Bros. Lot? What if that bitch came to life, dude?
All right, keep talking.
Are they weird looking objects? Yes, the weirdest looking dudes.
But this is it, yo.
This is the studio.
This is the new fucking studio. You guys fuck with it? Of course you do, because it's amazing.
It is. I mean, it's pretty dope. You know, like we got shelves. Find another dude that got shelves, bro.
Come fuck with us. Do you know another podcast with shelves? Of course you don't.
Don't answer it.
Because we're the only podcast with shelves. Let me ask you this. Does other podcasts have tables? No.
Let me ask you this.
Give it to me,
other
dude.
Podcasts have a Patreon? Because we do.
Oh.
Coming out October 11th. That's a Friday. And as our lovely producer Gabe just said, that's Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur. Do you know anything about Yom Kippur?
It's a Jewish holiday.
True, true. That's about the extent of my knowledge on it.
Yes. I am not the best. My mom would just smite me if I said, yeah, what is that?
Yeah, sounds
like a fire ass dish though. Like if like you're like, yeah, we'll get a round of Yom Kippur for the table. I'm like, good fucking choice.
Oh, dude, yeah, like they're like jalapeno poppers and then you get Yom Kippurs.
Dude, you know what I love about restaurants is when you ever had an honest waiter?
That's my favorite, bro.
I remember I was doing a casino gig because career is just skyrocketing. No, but this was in Temecula a couple months ago.
Temecula? Man.
Temecula.
That's
Pechanga.
Not a real place.
Temecula?
That's not a real place.
It's a real place.
Temecula.
Temecula.
It sounds like a really vicious spider.
It sounds like a punk rock tilapia if you think about it. You know?
What the fuck did you just say, bro?
You know what tilapia is? It's
yes,
a fish.
Yes, but you said a punk rock tilapia?
Yeah.
Like
Temecula.
A dude that plays guitar?
A little heavy metal guitar.
All right. So Temecula, so this made-up place is what's happening with this made-up place?
Bro, it's like an hour and a half away from L.A. I've never heard of this place. But I was ordering, they had a barbecue joint in a casino, because that's food everybody wants when they're down $5,000 is a, you know, a rack of baby back ribs.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, I'll get the ribs. And the guy just looks at me and just goes, Yeah. And I was like, what is that? He goes, that's probably the worst thing we have here. Yo. And I was like, my fucking guy, bro.
You think he was being honest because he was having a bad day? Or you think he's like, I'm just an honest waiter. I'm just going to give you the hot truth.
It must be really bad for the waiter to be like, because ribs are more expensive than a lot of other foods. So like, I don't know if them bitches be getting commissioned, but like,
right.
That's like the right. difference was like $5 between that and the plate he recommended.
Yeah, and also he probably just has so much fucking issues with it. Like every single time someone orders it, they take it back. It's like, yo, this tastes like punk rock Temecula.
Right, exactly. Or that was like his ex-girlfriend's like recipe, you know? He's like, ain't nobody getting those fucking ribs. And I was just like, I was just happy, you know?
Yeah, and I love also sort of on the same level was like, you just, when you go, what's better, the BLT or the turkey burger? And immediately they go, BLT. Yeah. And I go, okay. You know what's up.
Exactly. Because you know how many times you've probably ordered food and then the waiter in the back of the head is like, this fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
He got tilapia? What a fuck.
Fucking idiot, dude.
But you order and then they're just like, ah, great choice. And then they just walk off and then go to the kitchen and be like, table 13 got roast beef. It's a fucking Chinese food restaurant. And they're like.
And they all just fucking laugh.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't know these things, right? Honest with me.
I used to work at a restaurant. Actually, I mean, two of my life. But I never told anybody. Unless they like asked me. I don't want to have a conversation with motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. I don't want to sit at a table and just riff back and forth at how much we hate the char grilled chicken. Just order it. And if it sucks, then you fucked up.
Yeah. It's always funny when people like the funniest thing I saw recently is somebody was looking at the In-N-Out menu and was like, and somebody just went, what's the one most people get here? I was like, there's three options, man. You could literally not go wrong. You cannot fuck up an order of In-N-Out. Think of a way to fuck up an order of In-N-Out. Think. Anyway. You can't.
I mean, if you go, can I get that burger and can you step on it real quick?
Well, you're like, hey, you guys got hot chocolate, right? And they're like, we do have fucking hot chocolate. Let me just get that with some spread in it. Also, this pisses me off.
They have hot chocolate?
Yeah, they have hot chocolate. You didn't know this?
For fucking what? It's in Los Angeles. It's so hot.
Yeah, our winters are like, I don't know, 72 degrees.
And how, but I've lived here for 3 years. How freezing is 72 degrees?
Oh,
freezing.
Bro, I'm not stepping out of the house. I'll cancel a gig.
Bro, I start a fire in my own home because it's so goddamn
hot. Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing North Faces.
Yeah, oh, bro. Patagonia's?
Oh, Patagonia is a funny ass
Eddie
word.
Bauer?
Yo!
Parents get hard to Eddie Bauer. I remember my dad used to order out of the magazine Eddie Bauer, and that shit would come in the mail, and it would just be like five of the exact... Why do parents always buy the exact same clothes? But it's like five of the exact same fleece, and my dad's like, ha-ha-ha, Eddie All Bauer came through.
Dude, my dad, for the last 38 years, have ordered the same New Balance every goddamn...
Oh, yeah. My dad's the same way with Skechers.
Same ones?
Just fucks with the Skechers heavy.
What is it about age where you find something you like and then you said, I'm done with choosing other things and you say, I'm just going to get this every goddamn time.
The phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, really applies when you're like 44 and up. That's when you're like, yes.
I mean, I guess it does make sense because you're like, I've lived a whole bunch of life and I know what I fuck with and I know what I don't and I fuck with these Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
The shape ups. Your dad get the shape ups?
No, they're just generic Skechers. They're just like, if Skechers had an emoji, they're just Skechers, you know?
Just the S.
Yeah. Oh, but back to In-N-Out. I think the hot chocolate is hilarious. And I think that they have that for people who are like the moms that are like, they're like, well, I'm going to go pick up some burgers for the soccer team. And then I'm just going to sit in the car and sip away on my hot cocoa.
Cocoa?
I don't know. That's a rich way to say hot chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only person that ever, cause I didn't even know it existed. I've been there 180 times. I didn't know that you could order. Is it on the menu?
It's on the menu. Just chilling.
Bro, you know there's like a secret menu?
Yeah.
You can order shit off. Who knows that?
Oh, cat's out of the bag on that. Well, like, what are you talking about? Don't tell me Animal Style is a fucking shock to you.
No, but I mean, that's like,
what the fuck? What did they just put on the plate of cheese?
Explain to people what Animal Style is because not everyone lives in California.
That is crazy. That is true. Animal Style fries or Animal Style anything is grilled onions with cheese and then there's spread sauce on it, which is Thousand Islands, which is also a finesse. They're like, hey, y'all ever had Thousand Islands? Ours now.
Bro, what do you think the Big Mac is? Special sauce. Hey, you fucks. What do you mean? Thousand Islands? Special? It's not special. I can go to any grocery store and get it.
But all of a sudden, I bring a bottle of Thousand Islands to Wendy's and I'm a fucking serial killer, you know?
Do they not have Thousand Island Wendy's?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what they do have in Wendy's. Spicy nuggets. Go fuck yourself. The best nugget.
Yeah.
Do you like any nuggets more than Wendy's? Because you can't.
Hear me
Are
out.
Are you about to come at me?
Hear me out.
Dude, I will fight you in this new studio.
Am I sober or drunk? Because a McDonald's chicken nugget sober? Trash. McDonald's chicken nugget drunk?
Trash.
I'll fuck it. What?
Trash.
What? No.
It's always... Listen, do I eat McDonald's chicken nuggets? Yes. Of course I do. Mm-hmm. But if I had the option... Because... There's like half, there's no Wendy's. Where is there a Wendy's? I can't find one ever. There's a McDonald's on every corner.
Yeah. You know what the saddest thing ever was?
What?
When I was like doing that, like, you know, we were talking about this before. I was doing that diet shit where I was like, I wasn't trying to eat bread. And
when was this?
Or carbs or any of that shit early on?
Gluten.
Gluten. Gluten. Whoa, a podcast in LA talking about gluten. You fucking idiot. Everything is breaded at fast food. And I remember I got a chicken nugget and I tried to de-bread it and I just looked at myself and in the reflection of my car and I was like, you're better than this. Have you ever seen a unbreaded McDonald's chicken nugget?
It's looks naked.
Like, bro, it looks like a fucking cow tongue that got stung by a wasp. It is not good. There was no crunch. It tasted like...
It's like real moisty probably, right?
Yeah, it tasted like a fucking sponge rolled around a top ramen. It was not good.
Did you de-bread all of them?
No, I ate the rest of them normally.
Of course.
I was just like, I can't do this. Like,
I mean, that's what serial killers do.
Yeah.
Just take
I mean, the guy next to me was like bread. Scalping somebody. It was like, you do that shit too? And I was like, all right, man, this... Look, you're driving a fucking 03 Pontiac, bro. I gotta get out of here.
Yo, I'll tell you what is... very depressing is when you get the fast food and then you drive 18 feet and eat it in the parking lot.
You know what pisses me off?
Give it to me.
In-N-Out, when you're ordering in the drive-thru, they ask you, they say, is this to go or for the car?
Yep.
For the car is the loneliest sentence.
Yeah, for the car is them just saying, are you divorced?
Yeah, that's it. Right? That's kind of fucked up to be like, why do you... What does it matter where the fuck I'm eating it? Every drive-thru order is for the car.
It feels very judgmental.
Are you going to drive that shit home and eat it? No.
I mean, some people do. And those people have organized lives and they do W-2s and they have taxes and health insurance. Us, I don't have any of that. Yeah. So I'm eating my shit in the car.
Yeah, but those are the kind of people that order like In-N-Out and then the next morning they're like, I need to get to a gym ASAP to work off that small single patty. You fucking weirdo.
That small single patty.
But that's just, it's annoying. It's like, is that for the car? I'm already alone, bro. Leave me alone, dude. Why are you invading me right now?
And also, it's like, hey, man, I'm already in my fucking car. Right. So what do you think's going to happen?
No, this is actually for the bus. I'm going to go park and then eat on the Greyhound if that's chill with you.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this on a bird scooter. Is that fine? Do you have a bird scooter option?
Yeah, they have said every In-N-Out. Like, why is that in the protocol? What's the difference between if it's for to-go or the car? They put in like a box of Kleenex and then like a fucking sex phone hotline or something?
Also, there's no difference.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no difference.
It's the same bag.
It's a bag or like a little like cardboard box.
Right.
Don't put my food in a cardboard box like I'm a fucking puppy. Let me eat it like a... Let me have some dignity.
I love In-N-Out, but they do some dumb shit. And then they put your napkins on top of the fries.
Don't do that.
Always.
Don't do that.
I'm like, oh yeah, let me just wipe down my face with motherfucking canola oil. God damn it.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. They cut those fucking potatoes fresh.
Oh, whoever's doing... Do you think people like doing the potato chop?
No.
In-N-Out, they have like a giant guillotine type thing, and they put potatoes, and they fucking lounge that bitch all the time.
Yeah, and they just make fries. That's got to be... When you interview for the job, they go, do you know you're going to be on potato duty for at least 3 months? And you go,
it's worth it. I love In-N-Out.
They feel your forearms, and they're like, he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the first rung. I don't think you don't like go to In-N-Out and they say, all right, you're a cashier. Cashier, like you're the prince of the In-N-Out. But the plebeian is the dude who's making the fries.
Yeah, I feel that. One thing I don't like about In-N-Out is after I get my food, I'll walk up to the counter and the guy's like, yeah, can I get something for you? Hey, asshole, you didn't give me spread. And then they're like, can I get some? When you ask, can I get some spread? They're like shocked.
They hate
just
you.
Put it in everything.
Do they charge you for the
no,
$1,000?
But it's the like just put it in the bag. You know why I'm here.
I've been in and out with you a bunch of times. You always ask for it and they always forget.
Well, I don't think they give it to anybody.
No, but you've asked for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're saying you don't ask for it initially.
Yeah, I mean, just put it in every order, every bag. Everybody.
It's like ketchup.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck, who's choosing ketchup over Thousand Island to dip their fries in it?
But like, I walk up to, like, they see me take the food, they see me go to my table, and they see me come back, and they're like, hey, what can we do for you? You know why I'm here.
Yeah,
you know why the fuck I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to order some shoes. No, you fuck. Give me some spread.
Yeah, can I get just extra fucking anchovies back there? You got any of those? You don't? No, cool.
You have a game of Monopoly? That's what I'm actually ordering here.
Oh.
Bro.
This episode is brought to you by no. Dude, an internet sponsor.
Is that your favorite burger?
Fast food burger, probably.
That's absolutely insane, dude.
What's yours?
That's absolutely insane. Not fucking internet.
Are you a Five Guys guy?
Fuck Five Guys.
Unless
you guys
want to
sponsor us, then we're good.
Five Guys, they just put their fries in a cup. Five Guys is all over the place. I mean, the burgers, it's like wrapped up in like a fucking five gum wrapper. It's like tinfoil everywhere.
First of all, let me just say this. Get your potatoes out of my fucking way.
Yeah.
You walk in there, they got bags of potatoes everywhere. Hey, man, get some storage.
Yeah.
This is where I eat. Right. This is where I eat. What am I, a rat? Get these fucking out of my face.
Like, who's walking into Five Guys be like, that's nice decor they got here.
Dude, you know what I hate? Have you ever seen those bars that people throw
peanuts?
Peanuts?
Bro, yeah, there's one in my hometown.
I used to do it.
As a kid, I loved that shit.
Did you?
As a kid, yeah.
Because,
I mean, like, you make a mess in your parents' house. You getting a fucking Louis Vuitton belt to the ass, right?
Louis Vuitton belt? Who the fuck are you?
Okay, man.
Dude, learning so much.
I just told you my dad was a Skechers guy.
What if he had Skechers?
He binges on the belt.
That's what
I mean. He saves money on the Skechers, binges on the belt. But I think there's something about it as a kid. But like, you know what would be so funny? Is just to like, if you had a friend that was allergic to peanuts, and then you just like... like blindfolded them, you're like, we're taking you somewhere for your birthday, but you didn't know they were allergic to peanuts or something.
Oh, you did not know.
You didn't know. And then you're like, there's this bar called Bandits, right? And they used to let you throw peanuts on there, and you're like, we're taking them for the birthday. And they walk in, it's like, I don't feel so good, guys. Like, I know you have the butterflies in your stomach. And he's like, oh fuck, my fucking head's gonna explode. Yeah, but also like, whose idea was that? Like, the boss dropped a peanut on the floor one day, and then like a fucking chef went to go pick it up. He's like, no, leave it. Like, what? Leave it.
You'll love it. I'm fucking telling you. It does feel good, though. It's a sense of freedom when you just open that shit and you throw that shit on the ground. How angry are the people that have to clean that up that are watching you? Because not everybody does it.
No.
You know what I mean? So then you see like a select few people open a peanut and throw that shit on the ground.
Like, you walk into the bathroom and somebody's just in the urinal throwing them on the ground. You're like, that's a lobby thing only, asshole.
Yeah, this is not a bathroom. This is not a bathroom activity.
No, not at all. How do you... So, wait... Real quick, back to Five Guys.
Yeah.
Their fries, I mean, just trash. There's no crunch to them. They're just the whiskey dick of fries. There's a bunch of flopping around.
You think
it's going to be like successful and it's just all... You like them?
I'm going to say this to you right now.
Oh.
And you might fight me in the street.
What?
In-N-Out fries.
Oh, In-N-Out.
I like less than Five Guys.
In-N-Out fries are trash. If the burger wasn't so good...
But people always try to big up the fries. They're like, here's the thing about In-N-Out. In-N-Out is an acquired taste. I think it's like a nostalgia thing. Because you grew up in California.
Yeah.
When I first got here, people were like, yo, In-N-Out for life, you got to. They're acting like it's Disney World or some shit. And then you go and you eat it and you go, this is fine. The fries are garbage.
The fries,
they taste like carpet. And the burger is the burger. It gets the job done.
Yeah, the burger compensates for the lack of trash fries. I think the In-N-Out fries are like missionary sex. It's just like, it's the most very standard, like if fries could be an emoji, it's just that. It's just like,
I like missionary. Missionary don't get a lot of love.
It's a starter kit, you know?
That's my finisher kit.
Finisher, huh?
I love that.
It's a good start to finish. It wraps up the whole bundle nicely, you know.
Yeah, but then you know where you can see where you can aim. There's a lot.
That's true.
Like, because when she's on her back, there's a lot of things to hit. Because you like the reverse thing.
Oh yeah.
Reverse is like you got two things: the back or the butt.
The reverse, you're just fucking Rambo after that bitch. You're like, ah, and then you just let it go anyway.
You have no idea.
You're a fucking fair game. You're shooting down pens and shit.
Knocks a cup off your headboard. It hits everything.
Well, yeah, I mean,
your fucking bowling trophy.
The balls I have above my bed, you know.
That would be so goddamn funny. If you had a fucking bullseye.
It's like, what is that? You're like, I used to work at a carnival.
Yeah,
and then just midway, she's like, oh, that's what it's for. You're like, yeah.
She goes, what is it? You go, you'll find out in 3 minutes. yeah, but the missionary, dude, I like the standing missionary. That's my shit. or like not standing. My bad. That'd be fucking crazy.
Standing
like,
missionary.
You know you so
the
imagine,
crowded elevator move where you just face each other and just be like, "What up?"
I don't like to look in people's eyes when I'm fucking them, dude. It's weird.
What do you look at?
I try. I look a pillow sometimes.
that's why I prop my Kindle up next to her. You just read a few Harry Potter pages. A little bit of Lemony Snicket up there.
Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, bro. Series of unfortunate events. Buddy, that was my shit growing up.
Lemony Snicket. Is that another place in California you're fucking
making up?
Bro,
that's a fucking author, right? We talked about this before? Lemony Snicket? Lemony Snicket also sounds like a crazy ass sex position. I gave her that Lemony Snicket. Like, damn, she's down for that? Oh, bro.
Dude, it was my birthday.
Yo, bro. You know what's so funny is like, I want to know, when you grow up, because every comedian over age like 45 is always like, I had sex with my wife this weekend and it wasn't even my birthday. And the crowd's like, ah, like. What age do couples start fucking?
Stop
fucking.
I don't know if it's an age thing. I think it's more so like how long y'all been together for.
Okay, at what point is like that's literally a running joke in the old like the veteran comedy world. Be like, I had sex.
right.
My birthday's coming up. Thinking about what sex I want to have. It's like
that's the saddest thing in the whole world.
So sad.
And the crazy thing is what you said. The audience is like, I fucking understand.
I relate. Oh, and the wife's just looking like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
I think it's a combination of the amount of time y'all been together. Also kids, dude. I think kids fuck it all up. Because a kid comes out of the vagina and then that thing becomes
Does it really?
Dude, right out of the vagina.
What if I was like, yo, wait, what?
Dude.
You telling me the stork is false?
I wish the stork was real. So then my wife's vagina wouldn't be fucking blown to smithereens.
Jesus. Where did the stork come into play?
I think
that's a big role. You think like the stork was stoked out of all the birds? Like the pelican was like, bro, I got a fucking whole goal you could put a baby in, but you're gonna have the stork do it?
The fucking pigeon's like, bro, I'm here all of the time. I eat pizza.
Pigeon's like, I work for the government, man. I could have fucking manipulated this
shit. The eagle's like, I am America.
Yeah,
I'm America.
Oh, yeah. And then hawks are just like, oh, I could just lift a Ford Focus. But no, it's fine. No, have the stork with the bitch legs do it. No, it's fine.
Totally fine.
That's fine.
I'm a raven. I've been in many a poems. I can't fucking.
Yeah,
can't
ravens are just fucking some emo little bitches, aren't they?
Man, if you look at a raven in the eyes, you become a vampire. You know that?
What's the difference between a raven and a crow?
I think they're the same thing.
They just listen to fucking heavy metal or some shit.
I think they're just named different things. But
ravens
I think it's
are
the same
bigger?
Thing.
Ravenclaw?
Ravenclaw.
That's Hogwarts. Harry Potter. Lemony Snicket, J.K. Rowling.
Yo, what is bigger?
What?
A raven's got to be bigger than a crow.
They're bigger, but crows.
You think a crow is a female raven?
Do you think
you know what I'm saying? Are all ravens dudes?
Do you think a crow sees a raven is like, man, why the fuck can I not be that size? Why did I get the shitty genetics?
100%. Yeah. I think a crow's like, man, if I just drank more milk, I would have been a raven. But I'm fucking dumb and I had a bunch of fruit by the foots when I was
a
kid.
They both kind of, like, crows are stupid, bro.
What do you mean?
They're just aimless. They're just always caught.
All birds are fucking dumb, dude.
Dude, my friend growing up, he had a parrot in his kitchen, I think. And
the fuck did you say?
Bro.
Real parrot?
Yeah, he was like the one friend that had like we would just go to his house because his parents always had like the rich snacks, you know. Oh, you ever have the friend with the rich? Yeah. They had a walk-in pantry, bro. Aisles.
I remember the first time that I saw a walk-in pantry, dude. Bro. I was like, yo, am I in a grocery store?
Here's what blew my mind is they had like their snacks put in separate containers, like a clear container. With a label maker on it. And it's like Oreos. It's like, we fucking know what an Oreo is.
It's a clear container, Barbara.
It's we know. All right? We know what an Oreo. But like, I saw that. I was like, oh, y'all motherfuckers got money.
Then Triscuits. Cheez-Its. Oh, my God. If you have Triscuits and Cheez-Its, you got a night carved front of your bushes.
For me, it was like one after school snack at a time. Like my mom would never buy multiple of those.
Oatmeal
things.
Cream pies, bro. That was my snack.
Yeah.
What was your snack?
It would always be.
Was it like a bad snack?
I was a big Cheez-It guy, I think.
I was a big Cheez-It. Dude, Cheez-Its. You ever put cheese on top of Cheez-Its?
Probably.
You come immediately.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Cheese on top of cheese.
Yeah, you cut like little pieces of, I used to do this as a kid. You cut like little pieces of American cheese that fit the Cheez-It and then you eat that shit. You feel like a chef. Oh,
bro, my high go-to snack would just be tortillas and then just a handful of Mexican cheese on that. 30 yes, seconds dog. In the microwave.
Fuck yes.
But that's literally like...
You put sauce on that shit?
Oh, yeah. Well, after. Or I'll dip it.
Dipping's crazy because then you get shit all up in the salsa.
Oh, bro. I mean, your life's already a mess at that point.
Yo, I used to have roommates that would make peanut butter and jelly and then put so much goddamn grape jelly in the peanut butter. You fucking savage.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Well, so much?
What's better, that getting it in there or a roommate licking the peanut butter off the knife and then scooping it out of the jelly?
I'm fine with that.
Because you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. And most of my roommates weren't really fucking like that. So I'm like, I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? That's the thing too, is like when you run into someone who fucks a lot and they shake your hand or you like end up like drinking like the same beer as them, you're like, oh, I have Ebola.
Yeah.
Cause you're slinging your dick all around college. That's the thing about college too, is like, yo, there's so many diseases because it's like this like this ecosystem that's like it's really a tight knit. Everyone's fucking everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So if one person got mono, everyone's got mono.
Oh yeah. I feel like mono's like the dopest disease you can get though.
That's pretty cool.
I got it in high school when I was a sophomore, and I was gone for like a week, and everybody's like, Trev, what were you? I was like, my bad, I was just making out with girls, you know? That's the kissing disease. Oh, anyways, dude, the guy with the parrot, though, the bird.
That's such a funny way to start a sentence.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, the dude with the parrot, though.
No, because I just remembered, because we'd like drink there, then we'd just like stay the night, and then you would just hear that motherfucker 6 a.m. just so loud. And
what was he saying?
It was just no
bird
words.
Noises?
Just caca.
That's when you know you an ain't shit parrot when you're speaking bird.
Oh, bro.
Does this motherfucker know he can speak English?
But it was like two. It was a parrot and then like a macaw. It was like the white birds, the all white birds. And here's how dumb birds are. You just put a towel over their cage and they're like, oh shit, it's nighttime already?
These birds are so dumb, dude. Fuck, a macaw.
I think, I don't know if that's right.
Damn, that sounds like a car.
I am right.
A Chrysler macaw.
I'd drive that shit.
Hell yeah.
But anyways.
A fucking bird, dude. You got, what?
Birds are the richest thing you can do. It's like, hey, yo, you like to fly? Too bad you're in my house now.
Yeah, and then you cut the wings. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. You cut a wing. Like, yo, you got freedom. You can go anywhere you want. Psych, now you live in my house.
In a cage.
In a cage.
That would suck.
Fuck.
Woo. That'd be like being on house arrest your whole life.
Dude.
They're like, bro, I got this ankle monitor. This shit ain't coming off, bro. I'm just trying to fly and be with the homies. Imagine seeing other birds fly by and you're like, what the fuck is that? They're like, oh, that's what real birds do. And you're like, what? Where's that cage? Oh, yo, they don't have one.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being a zoo animal and you're born in the zoo?
Right.
And then you don't even know that there's an outside world. And then you fucking realize there's an outside. Like, can you imagine just being a tiger that grew up in the zoo and you're like, oh, no, I don't.
Would you realize it?
No, but because when they bring like.
Somebody wears like a shirt to the zoo and see a tiger in the wild. And he's like, what the fuck is that?
When they bring like a rescue tiger and the tiger's like telling stories. And he's like, what do you mean?
He's sitting in the corner smoking a cigarette. He's like, I'm telling y'all, man, Thailand is something else. He's like, Thailand? What the fuck?
What exhibit is that? Is that a zoo in San Diego?
Yeah. Is that around the corner? Dude, that sucks.
What's a pet that you wanted to have as a kid you never could?
Probably a snake.
You wanted a snake?
I think so.
Really?
I did, but I didn't. Snakes are fucking...
I don't fuck with snakes, dude. Nah. I wanted a spider. And you know why? Because I saw what's it called?
Spider-Man?
Home Alone? No, I saw Home Alone. I saw Spider. No, I saw Home Alone.
Right.
And I was like, yo, do you remember the big ass spider in Home Alone?
Maybe.
Whatever. There's a big ass spider in Home Alone. And I was like, yo, I would love to put that on my brother.
Well, I feel like every school had like one person that had a spider. Girls like spiders, oddly enough. Like they're very terrified of them, but there's always like some one girl, she had like a dark piece of hair over her left eye. She'd be like, I have a tarantula and he's not just a spider. He's my best friend. And you're like, well, also step on him.
Yeah, also, that's your best friend, bitch? That's your best friend?
Yeah, snakes are like dope until you like actually have one. And you're like, yeah.
What's the deal with people having dark hair over their faces when they're kids and poems? What is that?
Cool about being like, fuck the world. It's like, you're 13, you've been to two cities your entire life. You don't know what the world is.
Yeah, you can say fuck those two cities. You can say that.
Fuck the world. Well, maybe just fuck Iowa. Have you ever left Iowa?
I think that's an issue. Yeah. I think that's the issue. Yeah, your world sucks.
Yeah, you went to Des Moines in seventh grade for a field trip, but that's about it.
You went to Nashville one time.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say fuck Des Moines, fuck Nashville.
Fuck the world, but have you ever been to Santa Monica beaches, bro?
Yo.
Malibu Sunset? You won't be fucking the world at that point.
But it is funny that like there's something about poetry that's connected to like depression. Yeah, have you ever wanted to write a poem? Have you ever wanted to or wrote a poem?
No, I had friends growing up, so...
Dog, I write poetry.
Yeah?
Dude, when I'm...
Spit something.
Bro, all right, man. Yo.
Now you're just rapping.
Oh.
Poems are just acapella rap.
That's all it is.
If you break down what Lil Wayne says, like, Lil Wayne literally just rhymes shit and then just does, like, metaphors and then to a beat.
Bro, if Lil Wayne couldn't say, it's like... He would have no career.
Oh, bro.
If they were just like, listen, Lil Wayne, let's do another one, but you can't say it's like,
yeah.
It's over.
But you got to understand, like, that's like all he's doing is poetry and people are losing their fucking minds. I will say the real G's moving silent like lasagna blows my mind. I think about it every other week, probably.
Say this one more time.
You haven't heard this?
For the fans?
Real G's moving silence like lasagna. You hear the G in lasagna?
I know. That shit
it's
is
fucking
fire.
In there.
Do you see the Lil Wayne documentary ever?
No.
Yo, it is impressive as shit, dude.
Really?
Like he just goes in his bus, gets high as fuck, drinks promethazine like out of his dick hole,
right.
And then just spits fire
right.
off the dome.
Oh, yeah.
No writing down like Drake, nothing. He just goes, yeah, no little baby, I got spiders on top of my poetry, and just murders it,
dude.
That type of ability is flabbergasts
it's crazy.
Me.
I need to work with something with that because I have this joke about pterodactyl, and you know, how would I say that? Real peas come and piss like pterodactyl.
Real peas come and piss like pterodactyls.
I'm losing my damn mind out here. Real peas moving silence like pterodactyl. They're like, you just know.
Is there a P in pterodactyl?
Yeah, it starts with a P.
Get
have you
the
ever seen
fuck out of my face. Are you trying to tell me it's that pterodactyl
starts
with
a
P? All right, listen,
bro.
I don't know who's the president of the dictionary, but go fuck yourself.
That's literally
we don't need any of this.
Yeah.
Silent P's, silent F's, silent G's. For what, Webster, you piece of shit? You fucking piece of shit. I don't understand. What is the point of
bro,
a silent anything?
Bro, let me spell pterodactyl for you right now.
Can I try?
Yes, please
okay.
do. It is the most fucked word
all right.
ever.
Pterodactyl. T?
Wrong. Bro, this is why I talk about this. I have this joke that I say about it. It's just such a fucked word. Let me spell it. Do you want to for real give it a shot?
Okay. All right. Pterodactyl. P-T?
Yes.
Okay. A?
Nope.
E?
Yep.
Okay, E-R? Terra yep. A?
Nope.
E?
Nope.
Fucking ampersand?
No.
What is
it? It's an emoji. Let me spell it for you. And this is, you know, you might want to take some Adderall for this or save it for a conversation later. First of all, pterodactyls look dumb as shit, bro.
Yo, they should be the bird that carries babies to people.
Bro, they literally look so dumb. Here's how you spell pterodactyl.
Give it to me.
P-T-E-R-O.
Fuck you. Fuck, stop there. Oh, what are you fucking?
Taro.
Oh, pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl. So P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L. Y-L. Not L-E, but Y-L.
If you could feel the anger that's bubbling inside me right now.
Oh, bro.
Did you just say the word ends with a Y?
Y-L.
Pterodactyl. Pterodactyl ends with a Y.
Yeah. No, there's a reason these fucking birds went extinct. All the fucking people were tired of spelling the goddamn name.
Yeah.
They're like, shoot that bitch out of the sky. They're like, what about the crow? That's easy to spell.
Buddy,
crows can stay.
They try to get a fucking job. They were like, try to fill out their goddamn resume. They're like, oh, okay, I don't get it.
Yeah. They're like, okay, you know what? Fine. Get fuck out of here.
Pterodactyl.
Right?
Dude,
that's why all the birds are easy to spell, bro. Think about that. Raven, crow.
Eagle. Pigeon. Pigeon's hard. I don't know how to spell pigeon. For sure don't know how to spell pigeon.
P-I-G-E-O-N.
Is that right, Gabe?
Pigeon.
You killed that shit. I'm not going to lie, dude. There's no
but
way I would get pigeon.
Too complex of a name for what the fucking bird is.
Just
pigeons are the worst birds ever.
They're the homeless of the birds.
Yes.
There's not a more homeless bird than a pigeon.
Right.
Think of one. You can't.
Do pigeons have nests? Do they know they can fly?
I don't think they can fly. These dumb fucks, all these other birds, I lived in New York for so long. All these goddamn idiot fucking birds. Everyone goes, and then they just stay and eat pizza. Maybe they know something we don't know.
Oh, bro. I mean, every time we talk about birds on this podcast, this Twitter account tweets me. And it's called, like, Birds Aren't... I forget what it is, but it's all about birds being working for the CIA. And they're like, you guys rang? It's hilarious. And they have, like, 40,000 followers. And they're just committed to showing the word that the world that birds are government employees.
Dude, conspiracy theories, okay? Conspiracy theory. If I watch 6 minutes of a conspiracy theory, I go, that's right. I am so easily convinced, bro. If I just walk past the Scientology building and they're like handing out flyers, I'm a Scientologist in 3 minutes.
Bro, they give me an orange and they tell me it's a lemon. I'm like, you're right.
Dude, 100%.
I always thought that.
I've actually wanted to go in that building a couple times just to see what that shit's nice. Like. Huh?
Looks nice.
It looks really nice.
It does.
You want to go? I think we should go.
I'm in Scientology, bro.
Fuck.
I don't even know what it is, dude.
I have no idea. There's like Thetans inside of you and they get-
Thetans?
Thetans.
Thetans?
Thetans.
What's that? It sounds like a wheat thin that Satan made.
I think it might be. It's actually sort of like that. So apparently how the story goes is there's a bunch of like evil souls that got trapped into a volcano. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing the fuck out of this, so Scientologists don't yell at me. There's a bunch of like bad souls that got trapped into a volcano, and then they explode, and all these little souls, these bad souls, like inhabit your body, and then that's why you're a bad person, and then you have to go get clear.
Right.
People like walk you through getting clear because you have to get rid of the Thetans so you can be a good person. That's what Scientology is, sort of. And then people believe that shit.
You lost me at Thetans.
Buddy, I lost myself at Thetans. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It fucking sounds like a tomato wheat thin or something.
But it is funny though, because you say that and then people go, that's crazy. But then you look at any other religion, it's all bananas. Oh, a burning bush? Shut the fuck up. The goddamn bush wasn't burning. You walked on water? No, you didn't. It was shallow. You know what I mean? He caught that right 6-inch shit and everyone's like, yo.
It all sounds like I have multiple friends like that over-exaggerate everything. Like, they're the type of dudes like, yo, you got to come through this party. There's like 50 bitches. I had like 9 threesomes. So call it like a 27. And you're like, none of this happened.
None of it.
So you think when Moses was like, yeah, I parted the Red Sea, you think they're just like, bro, stop lying.
Of course. Yes. I think, yes, of course. Parted the Red Sea. The whole sea you parted? Let me ask you this. The whole Red Sea?
All of it? Start to finish? It.
Parted that bitch.
Bro, that literally sounds like every guy I know, like, shit, man, it was crazy, bro. I had a Lamborghini for a dick. You're like, what are you?
No, you didn't.
Where?
I had this friend that said that his dick was so long that when he goes pee, it lands in a toilet.
In the water?
In the water. That what? I mean, dude.
Are you peeing in the pool?
What?
Are you peeing in the pool?
Am I peeing in the pool?
That's the only reason why your dick would be wet. Right. Yeah.
Are you in a bathtub?
You in a bathtub, yeah. But that literally, damn, I didn't even think about that. Like, every religious story just sounds like a dude who had like a crazy quote-unquote night. Yeah, bro, I had two of every animal, fam. Like, all of them. All of them? Yeah, bro. Squirrels, lemurs, nematodes. What's a nematode? I don't know, but I had two of them bitches.
Two, bro. And also, I had his big-ass boat. What was it made out of? Fucking wood, bro. It was big enough to carry all the animals. All the animals? Even lematodes? Yes, dude. Lematodes.
Did you have any other people in the boat? Nah, just me and the homies. Just a bunch of animals. And then, yeah, we just cruised in the sea, bro.
For a long time. And what'd you do? You had no girlfriend. What'd you do with an animal? Nothing.
Shit, it's my wife over here. Say hi to that llama. Okay. All right. Now we're just doing bestiality.
Bro, if you had to pick any animal, which one would you pick?
Come on now. probably a llama, because that neck game's stupid.
You wouldn't pick a giraffe? Dude, giraffes got those long tongues, dude.
Yeah, but
they can take your tongue and wrap it around like a fruit roll-up, just around your whole dick.
Wow.
Make it come in 2 minutes.
You've thought about this, haven't you? Is that the animal you're picking?
I don't know, man. I would pick a soft animal.
Yeah, you got
a koala soft. Would be cool. They're always high, too, so they'd be real chill about fucking.
You're like, hey, yo, I'm going to go for like 3 weeks. And they're just like, babe, no way. And then you're just already gone. And you just throw like, what is that? Eucalyptus? You just throw eucalyptus at him. And he's like, all right. Yeah, that works.
That's enough. Yeah. I didn't know they're always high all the time.
Is it from the eucalyptus?
Yeah, because eucalyptus, they eat that shit all the time and they get high.
What if they didn't know other food existed and they just didn't know they were high?
I think they don't. I don't think they eat anything else. I think they just eat straight. What is it? Eucalyptus.
And what if they were just straight up like super active animals, but they just never knew?
Dude,
if you fed it a carrot, it's like, yo, what the fuck is good, dog?
They start speaking English, making and bridges and shit. Fucking,
it spells out lasagna and with the G. And you're like, Lil Wayne, bro, is that you, dude?
I hate it. Silent letters make me so angry. Just every word to spell phonetically. There's no fucking reason.
Right.
There's no reason for it to do that. Oh, they're just making the shit harder on purpose. English is the hardest language. At least we know it. At least, motherfucker. Dude, that's what makes me honestly so angry when people are like, oh, just speak the language when they come. It's like, yo, if I went to fucking India, I wouldn't be able to get a job. Zero jobs. I just speak Indian?
Yeah.
Or what? Is it Indian?
Yeah.
I'm so dumb, bro. Is it? There's.
If I went to, wait, yeah, right?
Is it Indian? Yeah. No, dude. There's like Pakistani. Yo, every time I do this podcast, I really realize that I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Because Pakistan, there's like different languages within India. Of course there is. It's not one language.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over. Regardless, they see you and they're like, we make him sex doll. That's realistically the only job you're getting out in India. If you show up, you're somebody's pocket pussy.
I'm just getting fucked?
Probably.
Dude, I would get fucked so many times I went to jail, it wouldn't even be funny. Like, what would you do if you went to prison? Like, would you just join? Like, I don't know what I would do.
Here's what I would do. If I already knew shit was going to go down, I was just going to get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I'm spitting game with the security guards every day. I'm shooting my shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because hopefully one of them's like, I'll protect this man.
Right.
Then we get married.
Right.
We live like this cool relationship through like a glass wall. And then I pitch it to the History Channel after I get out.
That's good.
Movie.
Bro, this is what I'm doing. I'm going. You know how they say like go up to the biggest dude in jail and then hit him in the face?
Yeah.
I'm going up to the biggest dude in jail and sucking his dick. So good. I'm making him come like a giraffe, dog. 2 minutes. Just I'm swallowing like a champion.
That way.
And then he's going to protect me because now I'm his girlfriend.
Okay. Is that the worst part about this scenario is?
It would work?
Yeah. But the worst part is like people have had that exact same thought. Like they see him walking down the halls just smashing people's cream of wheat and just be like, you bitch. And then somebody in there's like, that's the guy. I got to shoot my shot. And they're like, hey, Angelo. And the guy's like, what, bitch? He's like, what are you doing tonight around 7? You going to be in your jail cell by chance?
Dude, how do you... Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Did you wear the same outfit as me, bro?
Nah. You wearing the same outfit as me?
Nah, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Fucking look at me like that, bro. Wait a minute, bro. Should we get into some questions?
Let's get into some questions, dude.
Let's get into some fucking questions, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
This is hilarious. A little sock talk right now, baby. This is from Alex _... I don't know how to pronounce this, bro. I'm so sorry. H-E-W-G-L-E-Y lasagna. I don't know. He goes, what's the gayest thing you've ever done? This podcast, probably. This podcast pretty gay.
What is? Wow. This is, you know, I know like he wants like a funny answer, you know?
Right.
When I was in middle school, oh boy. No. No.
Oh boy, is the best way to start a fucking a story.
No. I let my sister paint my fingernails. I was curious.
Yeah.
But here's the funny part is I was like, nah. And then she's like, I'll paint them with the clear nail polish. And I was like, okay. Because it doesn't show up.
But it does, though. I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I think that's the worst type.
You catch a football and then they see that shit glisten across the schoolyard. They're like, hold up. Hey, yo, Wallace. And I'm like, oh, please, no. I'm like chewing on my fingernails. Like, what is it? Hold on.
Yo, this is the first time I've ever caught a football. Please don't make fun of me.
Right. It's not even a football. It's a bocce ball. I'd say that's up there. You know, what about you?
Oh, man, there's so many to count.
One time I was in a fraternity and, you know, Bryce was looking pretty solid.
Bro, I think the bratwurst thing is pretty gay, I think. When I told a story on the podcast before, we took some bratwurst and see who could take it down the farthest.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Essentially, a bratwurst. I mean, that might as well have been a dildo.
I mean, it was. Here's the funny thing about a dildo. Anything's a dildo.
Oh, bro, you see a girl buying a big enough cucumber at the grocery store with just that and like a fucking Vogue magazine. You're like, all right, well.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing.
Man, we could, I love you, by the way, man. I'm single.
Dude, you put a Croc sandal in there, that's a dildo. Anything that goes in there is considered a dildo.
If it fits, then it's a dildo.
Yeah. Right? If it fits, don't quit. There Does that rhyme?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Fit, quit.
Fit, quit.
Fitbit.
But Fitbit. Dude, yeah.
You put a Fitbit on the dildo.
Dude, that's a good idea. If you put a Fitbit in the vagina of your girl, then you could find out she's cheating on you by how many strokes is in there.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Probably. somebody in the world, that's happened.
So that's the gayest thing you ever done?
Probably.
Yeah. Bratwurst is definitely mine.
Yo, yeah.
Although...
Although me? Although it wasn't real meat. It was tofu. So it doesn't really count.
I'm although in myself. Dude, in high school and basketball team, we had this game that we would play in the hallways. It sounds so awful now, but this is the truth. We used to like when people on the basketball team were like bending down to get their books, we would like fake hump their butts when they were like going down, and then we'd be like, we got you, and we'd all like pump a dude, like three or four dudes would like pump one dude, and like that was like a game that we would play, and it was like a fun game, and there was no like, we didn't like think from the outside perspective like what that actually looks like. We were just having a boy fun time.
I mean, yeah, middle school, you're just like, look at a sexual activity, right? Like, yeah. One of my friends one of my friends in high school, or like, I don't know, whenever it was, he used to do this to my friend's car just to piss him off. He would run up and open the gas tank and pretend he was like fucking it. And he'd be like, hey, Paul, look, I'm fucking your gas tank. And he'd be like, we're 19 years old, bro. but just the act of like humping in like middle school or like even high school early days.
Even
you're like,
now, bro, the act of humping anything is hilarious.
Bro, I mean, think about the game, the penis game growing up. You ever play this shit? Where you yell penis and then somebody yells it louder?
Yeah. I always thought that was just in movies. I never played that.
No, bro.
That was like a real thing? Yeah. In Temecula, they would do that?
No, bro, they'd do it anywhere.
They would just
penis,
say
penis. And then the one fucking badass guy would be like, penis.
It is funny that he's like the king of the group now because he said penis hella loud.
I mean, that was the guy that was like, who wants to be quarterback? And then whoever yelled a lot, I was like, well, all right.
Shift, set, penis.
Looks like Daniel over there is QB now, you know? That was a power move back in the day, you know?
Oh, fuck, bro. Matthew Jong, next question. Here's something to think about. What position? Oh, this is kind of a good question, Matthew Jong. Here's something to think about. What position do you think you were conceived in?
Ooh.
Wow. Well, I was conceived on like a cocaine binge from my dad and my mom. You know how I know that? Because my dad told me.
Hell yeah.
Why the fuck would you tell me that?
It's kind of cool.
So I don't, and honestly, dude, I don't think my dad is too like, I don't think he's doing wild shit.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm
going to
go like, I don't know. Probably missionary. Like I don't think yeah. It's anything crazy.
Yeah, probably both a bunch of missionary babies out here. Who knows though? Well,
I know it could be like crazy. Yeah. It could be like on the back of a Camaro, just fucking.
Location is big too.
Location's big. I mean, I know where it is.
Missionary. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. But missionary on a fucking Camaro going down PCH 75 miles an hour.
Yo,
bro?
It's all about context,
bro. Skydiving missionary. That's the only position you really can do.
Dude, you got that guy on the back of you. You know, when you skydive, you can't go by yourself for the first like 20 times, and the dude's on your back.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get LeBron James. If you have a girl, and then you have the dude on your back, and as soon as you hit the ground, bang, then he nuts. That's how you get next presidents.
What if you did that, and then your kid just turned out to just be just the biggest pussy? I went skydiving for you to play fucking Fortnite for 9 hours every morning.
You eat cheeses with cheese on it, you fuck. There's already cheese on it. I don't think it was anything crazy.
I don't think I'd want to know. Actually,
you could ask.
I probably would want to know because then I could like use that as an excuse. Like if I got pulled over because you were speeding, I was like, bro, like I was a doggy style baby. And they're like, my bad, man.
Like, yeah, and they're just like,
you'd just be living reckless.
You're getting off the warning
right
here.
You know, maybe I would want to know or because, you know, you could use it to your advantage.
I think so. I don't know, man. I feel like, do you know where you were conceived?
No idea.
You have no idea? You never asked? Do you know where I was conceived? In my grandma's house, in my dad's childhood bed.
Really?
Yeah, bro. And I've seen that bed so many times. My dad's childhood bed.
You've seen the bed.
That he busted a nut inside of my mom to create me. And they were both high on cocaine.
They're Isn't doing that coke hilarious? In your grandma, their parents' house, Doug, and then you were conceived?
My dad told me this story like he was telling me a Dr. Seuss story. Like it was right. normal shit. He literally told me, he goes, first of all, you were a mistake, he told me, which is crazy. I have a bit about that. No, don't ever tell anyone that they were a mistake. I don't get it at all. I don't get why I need that knowledge. That's never going to help me in any situation. Also, he goes, we went to your grandma's house on Thanksgiving. We did some cocaine. And then one thing led to another, and then now you're here. So he did it on Thanksgiving. I don't know if I left that part out.
Well, if there is any holiday to do cocaine, I would say Thanksgiving. Because, you know, the turkey's got that tryptophan in it, so you get tired, and you need a little pick-me-up.
Right, right.
Had they been doing coke on Easter.
That's different.
Different.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Lord's Day. You can't do coke on... Yeah. You can't rise as the Lord rose.
It's hilarious. Because everybody's always so tired and like damn near in a coma after they eat a Thanksgiving meal. You walk out like, what's up, guys? Round two? We're ready for fucking... Who's with
cranberry sauce? Piece getting around, Who's fucking cranberry sauce?
Just punching everybody's stomach. Ah, what are we doing after this? Making kids? I already made one. What? So you were conceived on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. In my dad's childhood bed at my grandma's house. With both my parents. I don't know how high they were on cocaine, but they were on coke.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how my dad got it up and then busted a load. And then my
You're
dad
a miracle
has,
baby, bro.
My dad has the audacity to tell me that that's why I'm a comedian. Because I was made from cocaine.
You know what's so funny is he was probably so stoked you turned out to be a comedian. Because like, had you like turned out to be like the world's like richest doctor, you'd like go on and like talk all this shit about your father. But then now you're a comedian, you tell jokes about it. He's like, I did it for a reason. You're
Isn't
like,
that what? Funny? Yeah,
no,
yeah,
you
yeah.
did it.
No. I told him I'm a comedian. I'm not a comedian because I'm made from cocaine. I'm a comedian because you told me.
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell me. Mm-mm. It fucked my whole life up. Mm-hmm. Now, were you a mistake or on purpose?
I was probably playing.
Yeah.
My parents are way too, a little friend. Like, there's no way.
What?
Bro, like, this is timed out. Like, they wanted two kids. They wanted a guy and a girl. And they wanted like 2 years apart. I think knowing my dad, he had an Excel spreadsheet of like when they were banging, what time, what Stevie Wonder song was playing, like all that, you know, like
damn,
probably.
You think your dad lays it down?
All right. Next question. Bro, who knows, man? Everybody with the name Wallace as the last name be throwing that heat.
Ladies.
I said that confidently.
You did. Wallace, you throwing that heat, bro?
Throwing that heat,
you dude. You think you throw the heat?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. They call me Randy Johnson in the bed because I throw that heat.
Randy Johnson?
That's a pitcher.
That is a pitcher, man.
Yeah.
I love. Did you say that to check with me if I was right? Or did you say?
I was like kind of checking to see if you knew.
Next question. Celeste.golden. Why are men such pussies sometimes?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Well, in what way are men pussies? Like, they won't come. Here's the thing. Do you know how hard, if you're talking about like why men sort of don't approach women all the time, and like it's very hard to like walk up cold to a lady at like a bar or a club or on the street. It takes a lot of confidence because 9 times out of 10, the girl like, dude, my girlfriend told me a story about how some dude walked up to her at a club. Didn't even say anything to her, and she just goes, no.
Yeah.
To his face.
Oh, bro. Have I told this story on here where I said I was wingmanning my friend. This was like my first weekend in LA. I was in Santa Monica. My friend's talking to a girl, and I asked the girl, I go, so what do you do? And she goes, I don't know. I just live.
What?
You're a plant. I just give you water, let you breathe. You just live.
You just live?
That's why we're pussies.
So you just like... You just like cold walked up to her and said, what's up? Or you guys were in a conversation?
Yeah. My friend's talking to this one girl. And then it's like she's on her like phone on the guy there. I was like, all right, well, first of all, this was pre fucking Mr. Verified, bitch.
Yo. What?
This was when I was ain't shit, dude.
Do you think that verification really made a difference?
And mentally. I mean, I don't think so. But like to other people, they're like, oh, fuck. Like when people pick, what's your Instagram? And I'll be like, oh, this is Trevor Wallace. But like, whoa, fucking Mr. Verified over here. Like, don't.
Do you try
I'm in a Carl's Jr. right now? Don't do this.
Do
to
you
me.
Try to work? I mean, not now because that was different. But when you first verified, did you try to like work it into a conversation so someone would ask for their Instagram?
Nah.
Yeah, of course you did.
No, dude. Yeah. No. But I just remember it was like one of those things where like it was pretty much like
just trying. I'm a terrible wingman. I'll tell you that much. Because if I'm not feeling the conversation, I'll be like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. They're like, you just win. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go get a drink. And then she's like, give me. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. So it was like right off the bat. She's like, I just live. And I was like, in what world? And then I just didn't talk to girl that night because I was so fucking terrified.
Dude, it's just the most fucked up situation. You can be not into a dude. That's totally fine. But like, you have to like understand. I don't know, man. I see both angles because the amount of times dudes and creepy dudes walk up to women at a bar or a club or on the street, astronomical. I can't even understand what that's like. So then when you have someone who's like sort of normal that just wants to say, hey, what's up? You immediately go like chaos mode and you're like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
Bro. Yeah, because they've dealt with so many crazy guys that haven't left them alone that they don't know if you're that guy. The funniest thing I ever heard was this dude. This was also in Santa Monica. This guy's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? She's like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, come on, we should go take shots at my place. And then she's like, I'm good. And he just goes, but I have a hookah. And I was like, oh,
Jesus
Christ. I was like, that was his headline. That was like the glass breaking like moment. Like
fire extinguisher. Like, yeah.
But I have a hookah. And she's like, what the fuck? What flavor? Mango? Yeah. I'm in that bitch.
Has that worked fucking ever? You got white cherry? Oh, shit.
Oh, you got sex on the beach? Well, you get sex on your couch now. That shit was hilarious to me. And overhearing conversations, I'm like, dude, it's brutal.
But yeah, because yeah, you realize why women, for the most part, are like, get the fuck out of here. Because that's true. Dudes have the... It's like, what in the world? Has that ever worked for you? Has that ever worked for you? The hookah line ever worked for you?
The shitty part is like, it probably worked once. And then they just use that, or they saw their friend do it, but their friend was like fucking gorgeous. Gorgeous people can say whatever the fuck. Like, last my friend, what his pickup line is, he goes, I just say, hi, I'm Grant. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Trevor. And she's like, hi, I'm leaving. I'm like, that's a weird name.
We've talked about this 1,000 times. I don't give a fuck. The hi, my name is so underrated. Just please do it. It's so, but even if you're an average looking dude, women are so used to the fucking crazy pickup lines. I got a hookah. Yo, I got a Camaro with three wheels.
What? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
This is a tricycle, my man. That's fire.
What?
So wait. So it's just like a... So okay. Let's say I'm like, hi, I'm Trevor. And you're like, hi, I'm Stephanie. Now you're at ground zero again. What's next?
Yeah, but at least you're in there. At least you're having a conversation as opposed to like walking up to her and be like, yo, bitch, you ever see a dragon on top of a hill? She's like, what?
She's like, yeah, I've seen how to catch a dragon. Yes, how to train a dragon. I've seen that movie.
Favorite part is when a dude walks up to a girl and then she denies him and then he immediately gets so angry. That's the funniest thing. Hey, what's up? I'm Steven, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no. And he's like, well, fuck you, bitch. Like, he immediately goes to 150.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That's why you got back sweat. What? It's hot in here.
Yeah.
It's a valid thing to have.
It looks like the map of old Asia. You're like, what are you talking about?
She's like, you know your geography pretty well. Actually, get over here.
But that's why men are such pussies, Celeste. It's scary out here, y'all.
Here's the reject factor. Yeah,
here's the real answer. We are so scared of y'all.
Yep.
We are so scared of y'all, and most dudes are going to act like they're not. Women, for the most part, are so scary. You guys frighten us. You guys give us joy, but you also make us cry.
Yeah,
so
but it's like, hard. Well, I mean, women, what I've noticed is like a lot of times they'll like give you like very fair warnings. Like, I've met so many girls that are like, oh, yeah, I'm just crazy. And I'm like, that's a cute thing to say.
Yeah.
And then she says it for 3 months. Then all of a sudden it's 4 a.m. and she's blowing up your phone, sending you knife emojis. You're like, oh, this bitch really is crazy.
She wasn't lying.
Like, I was... Yeah, you look at the terms and conditioning. I am fucking crazy. And you're like, word. Okay, cool. I'm going to go hide at my grandparents' house for a couple months. But I think that's funny how girls would be like, I don't know. I'm just fucking crazy.
But I think that shit is overused. I'm crazy. I'm a bitch. Oh, I don't know. I'm a bitch. I don't know. I'm crazy. It's so overused. Like, hey, you don't have to be. That's the other thing. It's like, you don't have
to
be.
You ever just smiled?
Yeah.
No.
I hate smiling. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to leave this. Yeah. I got a hookah though, bitch.
That line was so... Because the funniest part about that, this was like maybe a year or two ago. It's like, bro, if this is 2003, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, because 2003 was at the height of hookah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hookah was Bitcoin back in the day.
Dog, my line was fucking, I got a pool table.
Wow.
That
really?
Shit
for real?
Work-a-ta.
She's like, I don't know how to play a pool, but I'm not gonna get butt on it.
You know what's so funny is maybe she thought I said pool.
You got a table in your pool?
Maybe they all thought I had a pool. Yeah, yeah. They come up with a bikini. I go, that's what you're playing pool in? She goes, what? And then she just realized, oh, yeah, yeah, it just, it's hot in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a bunch of back sweat, so like.
And then she gets quiet for a second. She's like, do you have a hookah by chance? Yeah, 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 I'm going to go grab that.
You already know I got
you
a hookah.
You already know I got a hookah up in this bitch.
All right, we got to get out of here pretty soon. Let's go. Let's move. Let's
some
move.
Some anonymous shit.
Let's move to some anonymous shit. Y'all, you guys had some very funny. What is this voice I'm doing? Very funny. Went through my bro's phone and found convos of eating married woman's ass. Okay. Pardon me, sir.
Wait.
How deep did you go in these conversations to find out that she's married and you're eating ass? One of those two details you can find pretty quickly, but the married thing, you got to like scroll and read the whole thing. Because no girl's texting, yo, I'm married, want to eat my ass?
But what if she's like, thanks for eating my ass. My husband never does it like that.
You know what?
I stand corrected.
You really condensed that.
That was
well.
My phone, by the way.
Apparently, because you knew that off top what you said.
No, that is that's weird. I thought like he was like, I was going through the homie's phone and found out he was fucking my girl. But other than that, I was like, yeah, man, all right, yeah. That's.
Is it bro like my homie or is it bro like my actual brother's phone?
I was going through my brother's phone.
Eating a married woman's ass. Why does it taste different if she's married? You know what I mean? Does it taste like
a little more unkept?
Yeah. I feel like once you're married for a certain amount of time, you stop grooming. You stop giving a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, after those kids just diabolically destroy your vajayjay, it's so. What are you going to do? Shave? For what? I got to take my motherfuckers to kindergarten.
For Dave, the guy you've seen naked every morning just picking earwax out, you're going to get all trimmed up for Dave?
Yeah,
over
he
it?
Has yogurt in his belly button. You're going to get fucking trimmed up for Dave with yogurt in his fucking belly button?
Yeah, you woke up and burped a 7-Eleven fucking pretzel with nacho cheese, and you're going to get all trimmed up for him?
Yeah, this dude thought it was
only
hilarious.
Only on his birthday.
Hey, this dude all thought it was fucking... Oh, God. That's yeah, cool. Man. All right, one more. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
Yo, this is insane.
Uh-oh.
One time I had sex with a guy and 3 days later found a condom in my vagina.
Whoa.
Yo. Well.
I feel like the only... Holy shit.
How did you walk around with three... How cavernous is your vagina that you're not feeling a condom? Like
my only thought on this is he was using a Planned Parenthood condom. You ever seen a Planned Parenthood condom? Them bitches be tight. They're a little like slingshots. So maybe it launched off one day and just fucking.
And then it goes, ah, it's a crow.
That's crazy. 3 days?
3 days. Here's my thing. What if that wasn't even his condom? What if he actually wasn't using a condom and it was some other dude's condom
from 3 weeks ago? Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Riddle me that,
I love
bro.
I was trying to make sense of this. Like, there's no way. 3 days?
3 days walking around with a piece of trash in your vagina. How big? Is this normal? Women, you got to write in, man. Is this normal to have things like caught in there and you don't realize?
Caught up? Because if it was like in the back of your hair, I'd get it. You know, like, oh, what's that back there? Boom. Yeah,
can you imagine if you had a condom in your asshole? You would definitely know.
Yeah. Three days. Wow.
I mean, there's stories of women that just have babies and didn't even know they're pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. They're taking a poop. There's plenty of stories, bro. They're taking a poop and then a baby comes out. Yes. No. Yes. I mean, they're not like the most healthy women. I think they're slightly overweight and they don't know that they're pregnant. And then and they're just taking a poop and then they and just a fuck and they go, oh shit, what did I
was that a crow?
What did I eat, bro?
Yeah. God damn, we gotta stop getting that queso dip at the Yard House.
I can't, dude, sweetie, I think I ate a baby.
Oh my God.
Well,
dude, okay, hear me out. We'll end on this note, but you think being born on a coked out binge on Thanksgiving is bad? Imagine being born into a toilet, bro. Oh my God. Well, my parents were at Woodstock and they were using a porta potty and well, I landed in that blue liquid goo.
And that's why I'm addicted to meth.
And only have sex once a year because I'm a crow.
Oh, my God. All right.
You know, new studio, same bullshit. That's really what I'm seeing here, you know?
Yeah, what do you think? We're gonna change the feel of the podcast because we're in a new studio?
Yeah, I mean, there's a gate out front, so I was like, well, that might make things fancy.
What, you think we're reading those podcasts?
I've been Joe Rogan.
Yo, he's Joe Rogan. I'm Jeffrey Camborn.
But also, real quick before I get out of here, come see me next week in the 10th through the 12th in October 10th through 12th. And I don't even know how to say it. Worcester, Massachusetts.
You still do not know how to pronounce this goddamn name.
But you know what I do know how to spell? Pterodactyl, bitch. See me then. Other than that, I've been your
host.
I've been your host, Trevor Walls.
Yo, guys. I've been your host, Michael Blaustein. Also, subscribe and rate and review on iTunes. It really, really fucking helps us out. And yo, subscribe to that Patreon because it's going to be out in a week. Don't miss it. I love you all. Peace. Webster, you piece of shit.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.